Hi, this is Charlie Richards, and I play Ren in the Dex Legacy. The Dex Legacy is a member of Apollo Plus, a creator-owned platform where every subscriber helps audio drama makers like the Dex Legacy team. Subscribers get to listen ad-free to their favorite drama and fiction shows and gain access to exclusive bonus content. Join Apollo Plus by downloading the Apollo Podcasts app or going to apollopods.com. We'll post a link in our show notes. Now please enjoy this episode of the Dex Legacy.
Get the full Dex Legacy Season 2 box set ad-free and in high-quality audio now by going to thedexlegacy.com or following the link in the show notes of this podcast.
The Dex Legacy is intended for a mature, adult audience and contains themes that some may find upsetting. A comprehensive list of trigger warnings covering the entire season can be found in the show notes. Listening to The Dex Legacy, Season 2, Episode 8, Drawing Lines, sponsored by Dave Chadwick. Starring David S. Deer, Kamara Elliott, Kelsey Griffin, Charlie Richards, Chris Gregory, Warren Graham, Annika Cordes, Louis Watson, Danielle Ellett, Reginald West, Ray Whitty, Raki Sharma, George Stagnall, and John Baverton, with music by Dr. Alan Straub.
I've never seen you two look so miserable, and I've seen you sick. Come on now, it's not so bad.
Idris, with respect, it is.
Just let us feel it.
So you didn't get out. It was a long shot at best.
We had to try.
Sure you did. A part of me always knew you would. And between us, I'm impressed.
How so?
You had him on the run for 4 days. That's four more than I thought it would take them to catch you.
A few people are saying that.
Well, it's because it's true, Ren.
But they did catch us.
And now we're back being his puppets. Until we die.
Has it ever occurred to you that not dying is the best way to beat him?
We thought about how to beat them from all angles. It's hard to say living is winning when they want us to live.
But living humans test each other. You have the chance to piss Nathaniel Dex off for the rest of his life. Now that's something right there. They've been trying to beat the humanity out of you three since you were kids. And despite it all, here you are.
So we keep living and keep being human. Why does that sound like a big ask right now?
Because we're tired of both.
What's the option though, Ren?
We burn the world.
Gods, Ren.
Why not? We could. Right now it's tempting to take control of Angel City and start firing at anything and everything. Nathaniel would end me pretty quickly.
Don't make me take security measures, kid. Where's your sister? I saw her at the International Confederation. I barely recognized her, all done up like a doll in a dress. She's on board, right? He's not kept her back?
No, she's getting changed. She said she needed to wash the politics off her.
Yeah, I already did something similar. Look, a word of advice, one commander to a couple of others.
Sure.
Don't get back to the Blood Road feeling sorry for yourselves. The others have had it rough. Ash is gone. Shiv's facing transfer to Devik. Hain Doss lost one of his best. They've all been through enough, and you drop them in it. I know you're young and feeling like the world's against you, but it's against them, too. And it's your job to look out for them. So go in there with humility. Take responsibility. And have a plan.
How do you do it, Idris? How do you lead with him looking over your shoulder?
Varian, do you want to know something great?
Please.
He doesn't care what you're doing, as long as it's working. I manage my department, and he lets me get on with it. It's when things aren't working that he starts making calls.
So you're saying that if we manage the military well enough, he'll leave us alone?
Given time, it's more than likely. He has plans for you. Sure, but he also has a country to run, and he's busy shaping the world. The more you three step up, the less he'll feel like he needs to watch you.
You say we need a plan?
Yes.
How are we meant to have a plan?
Come on now. You've been deployed twice. You've spent time in the company of other militaries. And gods know, Ren, you've read enough. You know what the Dex side is lacking and what it's got.
I have some ideas about the changes we can make.
Right. And that's a start. Well, I'll leave it to you. I have a fleet to lead. And you have a military to command.
Congratulations all. The International Confederation was a success. Fairview House was the perfect location. The lab tours went well and they were awed by Angel City.
And Isra held the line remarkably well, Nathaniel. I was impressed. Your risk paid off.
I agree, Tristan. It was easily the greatest miracle of all.
Not a miracle, Osa. I know what I'm doing with her.
We gathered some interesting insights.
Did any of the delegates wander?
Some tried, Devik, but we herded them back. Adequate surveillance helped.
I've said it before, Tristan. You can spy on everyone else as much as you like, but I won't have you spying in my own home. There must be a line.
Agreed. Thank the gods.
It is your house, Nathaniel, as always.
So, what's next?
The conflict between Etera and North Jakra will come to a close.
The offensive launched on the Blood Road yesterday was their last big push. They were rebuffed, and now Northern Etera will cease their attacks, and the border will remain as it is.
Until the next round of madness begins. Honestly, that wall? It is an invitation for dispute, no?
And a gift that keeps giving.
Borders like that are good for a munitions empire.
Indeed. I'm sorry we couldn't test my new plague, though. Tamut lizards are immune, but spread it most effectively. And look what happened to Harold and his team. It has such potential.
Yes. With a disease like that, we could bring a nation to its knees in a matter of days. You have created your own weapon of immeasurable devastation, Devik. Are you proud of your accomplishment?
Well, when you put it like that...
Of course you never thought about it that way.
But the science, Osa! The science!
Yes, the science.
We will sell it, Devik. But first, we need the right political climate. And a customer desperate enough to buy it.
Vosnor and Vaznek may present an interesting opportunity. Vaznek are feigning capitulation, but they're dragging their feet and Vosnor are losing patience. They could provide exactly the right opportunity to deploy such tactics.
Keep listening, Tristan. Of course, this disease may spread. Devik, start working on a cure. We don't want this thing leaving your lab without an adequate way to protect ourselves against it.
Understood. Oh, I love a good project.
I'm delighted to see you so inspired.
Don't try and take the high road, Osa. You know what it's like.
Unfortunately, I do. Make the cure comprehensive, Devik. I have much to accomplish in this lifetime. I do not want to cut it short.
You have my word.
So, you're back then?
Yes, we are. Thank you, Faris.
You tried. You almost succeeded.
Yeah, we did.
It's behind us, Haindos. We're here, and we're not leaving you again. We never wanted to leave you. I want to make that clear.
Sure you did. You wanted to leave everything about this place far behind.
But not you. I mean, not you in general.
Of course. You'd never miss me specifically.
You know, in time, Faris, I think I might have.
Whatever.
I'm so happy you're back, Ezra. It's been rubbish here without you. The North Jackrin split us up, and I was put under this total idiot who kept wanting me to call her sir, like that was ever gonna happen. I said, if I don't call Ezra Dex sir, I'm not calling you sir. Then I left and did my own thing, and she didn't like that one bit.
Yes, we've had a full report. The situation was a mess. And we lost Ash.
Lady Shiv can tell you all about that. She was there.
I'll talk to her. Thank you, Haindos.
You are welcome, White Princeling.
We're told that following the International Confederation, they'll reach a diplomatic solution today.
So, Varian, we are going home?
No, we're going straight to the border between North and South Jakra to oversee installation of their defense network.
Well, that sounds like fun.
It won't be Faris, but it will provide an opportunity.
Whilst we've been here...
Which you haven't.
We've been able to observe how an established military works. And we've been making notes.
No offense, Varian, but it was the established military that put an end to Ash. They can keep it.
If we're going to work with international militaries in the future, we need more structure in our ranks. We need a clear chain of command.
We're not talking about a full overhaul of how we do things, just clearer delineation.
More established militaries keep their leaders at a distance while the rest fight. That's never going to be our style. We will always lead from the front. We will always have your backs out in the field.
But we need to know that in the heat of battle, orders will be followed when we give them.
This also affords an opportunity for you to manage your own ranks. You've had loose command over your units up until now. But from now on, your command over those units will be absolute.
I do like that.
Thought you might, Haindos. What has been unclear up until now, who took leadership of our units while we were away?
I took yours, Varian. Faris took Ren's, and Shiv was meant to keep an eye on Little Warrior. But you know what she is like.
Hey!
Pax, you led my unit while I was gone, without support.
Oh, yes, I did do that.
How many losses?
None.
Okay, this is ridiculous.
What is? That's really good.
Exactly. Pax, I'm promoting you. From now on, you'll be the same rank as Faris, Haindos, Shiv, Adra, and Ed.
Oh, wow, Ezra, thanks!
You can't do that.
Yes, she can. Is this a good idea? She's crazy.
She's the right kind of crazy. She's brilliant. Pax, from now on, you'll have command of your own soldiers. I've already been letting you train the ones who best suit your fighting style. Those will be the start of your own unit.
Congratulations, little warrior. It will be an honor to lead alongside you.
You can't do this! She's a child.
I'm the oldest here at 16. We're all kids, Faris. Ezra, you sure about this?
Yes. Pax, you've been leading for ages now anyway. My time will be better spent focusing on those who really need me. You'll have the freedom to train and command in your own way. I trust you to do this.
Ezra, I don't know what to say.
Well, that's a first.
I won't let you down.
You never have. That's why I'm doing this.
On another note, we've decided it's time to draw some lines of our own. Things we will do and things we won't. We'll need your thoughts on this, but for starters, we won't kill children. At all. Not if we know they're there. We won't target civilians.
That could be tricky, Ren.
If it comes to it, Faris, you contact us and we'll make the call. But we don't want that resting on your shoulders.
When we were in Dominar, there were kids in the tunnel settlements. We didn't set out to kill them, but they did get in the way. And we knew they were there. Never again.
I did not know that. I agree. Children should stay innocent if they can.
From now on, we will treat enemy wounded as we treat our own.
That's crazy! You call me crazy, but that's crazy! Why?
We're an army for hire. Our enemy today could be our ally tomorrow. We respect the other side, whoever they are.
Okay, that makes sense.
Would they do the same for us, Ren?
Probably not. But Nathaniel Dex lives with the attitude that some lives are worth more than others. And I'm not him. Are you?
No.
I didn't think so. We treat all wounded.
We should return enemy dead.
Why's that?
In other places, bodies are returned to their families. In other places, there are people who mourn the dead. And I think they call it laying them to rest.
That's weird.
It is for us, little warrior. But it is normal outside of Dex Island. It is important to them. We should return enemy dead where possible.
Agreed. Thanks, Haindos. Any more ideas? Come to us if you have any. In the meantime, let's get ready to break camp.
Haindos, out of interest. Major Thrish?
Still alive, White Princeling. Still alive.
Why is it the wrong people always die?
It is a rule of life that we all must accept.
Thank you for listening to The Dex Legacy, a proud member of Apollo Plus.
Devek, it is not like you to lurk outside my door. What is it?
I'm hardly lurking.
You've been out there for a whole 2 minutes now.
Yes. Running through a sudden thought about my cure for this plague.
Does it have a name?
The plague? No. The original was called the Black Death.
Oh, lovely.
I know.
So the Black Dex, then?
Ha! I hardly think we should be signing our work once it's out in the world.
You're right. Let's maintain the illusion of distance, at least.
I was thinking of naming it after Harold.
The Black Harold?
Oh, see, that doesn't work.
Oh, no, not at all. Dr. Harold Athalosha, a very North Jackran name.
Yes, I believe that's where he was from.
What do you want this, Devek? To be remembered for the sickness that killed him?
Why not? He'll certainly be remembered.
True. Athalosha's disease, then. For use internally, of course.
Of course. What are you up to, Osa?
I'm starting work on a new auto.
Oh. Has Nathaniel given you permission for that?
Actually, he asked for it. Just for a basic assistant. Something he can ask questions and get responses from. I think he liked referring to her knowledge base when he was working.
I see.
It is rudimentary, but so it must be.
She's gone, then?
Yes, she's gone. Thoroughly gone. Honestly, it is a relief. Once I broke the encryption, Tristan was all over it. It was all I could do to protect our data.
Ours?
Yours, mine, Nathaniel's and the children's.
Well done. Although he can't have been pleased about it.
Oh, he was not. But I do enjoy annoying him.
Like poking a stick into darkness.
Quite. There's a limit, but you can't see it. And if you hit it, it will swallow you.
You take chances, Osa. Although, I suppose as someone who builds missiles, you're used to that.
You know, that is exactly the problem. I used to feel the risk and the excitement, but I'm too experienced now. I know the missiles will work, and there are no chances anymore.
So, poking Tristan fills that void.
I suppose so. Otto, she was magnificent.
You were mourning your child.
I have children, and I'm very upset with Ren. That is all the mourning I'm doing for now.
Can nothing intelligent be included in the new design?
No. Unless I could include a very basic learning algorithm. Something that provides the illusion of intelligence. I could set very hard limits.
And the voice?
Oh, the same voice. She had a very comforting tone, no? Maybe we can pitch it a little lower.
I used to talk to her about all sorts of things.
I know.
Right. Yes, of course.
Perhaps I should delete all conversational records this time around,
Yes. Perhaps. Yes. Probably for the best.
I'll do that.
Right. Excellent. All right. I'll be off now.
Goodbye, Devek.
Shiv?
Ben? What are you doing here?
We got caught. We're back. I heard what happened.
They can't save my arm. It's too far gone.
Shiv.
I didn't think you'd come. After what I saw, what you said.
I shouldn't have said that. I was upset. And you shouldn't have gone into the lab. And nobody can know that you saw Isra like that. It was very private. Too private. But I'm not going to kill you. I don't want you to die.
Too late. I've been transferred to medical testing.
They really can't save it.
There's my scans.
Okay, it's that bad. Gods. Right.
It's okay, Ren. It was going to happen sooner or later. I just wish they shot me in the head.
No.
Well, yes. A clean death.
No. I won't let this happen. I'm going to call Devek. We've lost too many and I won't lose you too.
I don't think you have a choice.
I'm a commander of the Dex military ship. They made me that. And it's time to see if they meant it.
Ren, you just ran away. They're probably pretty angry with you right now.
Oh, they are.
So it's bad timing.
That doesn't mean I can't try, and I will. You won't be reassigned. You're under our command, and we'll decide if you're beyond use.
You sound serious, Ren.
I am serious. I've got a lot of ground to make up.
So you'll try?
I'll do more than try. But I'll say this. Being fixed isn't fun either. It'll probably mean more pain and lab time. And you know what's in the lab.
Yeah, but it's better than dying. Thank you.
You don't have to thank me. Just keep living. Are you in any pain?
No, they've got me on the good stuff.
And I'll make sure it keeps coming.
Hey, Varys.
Varian.
Need a hand there?
I'm good. I've packed ammo before.
And you haven't blown anything up yet?
Quite. What's up?
How are you doing, Varys? Off the rush.
How are any of us after a loss? We keep going, right?
Sure.
And you?
I'll miss him. He was... Yeah. I'll miss him.
What did they do to you back on the island?
It doesn't matter what they did to us. We move on.
Varian, you can talk to me about it. You know that, right?
Thanks. But it won't change anything. We weren't here, but we are now. And I need to talk to you about Isra.
Oh gods, anything but her. Please.
Isra isn't easy and I know you've got your issues, but they're irrelevant. We have bigger things to worry about. Put it aside. When she gives an order, I don't want to see any hesitation.
Are you serious?
Yes.
It won't be a problem as long as she's not asking me to do something stupid.
No, that won't fly. If she gives you a command, you follow it. No question.
Yes, sir.
I'm serious. If you question her, others will too. And me, and Ren.
No one questions you.
They don't tend to. No. Why is that?
Well, you're in charge, and I know you only went with them to make sure they were okay.
Whoa, that's an assumption.
So, you want it to leave as well?
Yes.
Oh, right. That changes things.
Does it?
Sure, if you want it to leave.
We never wanted to leave you lot. We wanted to leave Nathaniel, and Tristan, and Devok, and...
And Ashen died.
Yes.
You should have seen Shiv. She's crazy when she's out there. She's so nice the rest of the time, but when she's out there, it's like flicking a switch.
I call it Shiv and Vish.
What?
Between you and me, I have a name for Shiv in battle mode. Vish.
Okay. Never gonna get that out of my head.
I care about Isra and Ren. They're my family. You lot are too, but... There.
I know.
But just because I care about them doesn't mean I'd go along with their stuff if I didn't think it would work. I went because I had hope. Simple as that.
And you don't have hope now?
No.
Okay, I get it. And don't worry. I won't backtalk Isra. Or you.
Good.
As much as I might want to. Anything else I can do for you?
Yeah, actually.
What?
Never. Call me sir again.
Sure thing.
All right. Let's get this lot in the air. A new border awaits.
Raya, what have you got?
Oh, I've got some good ones. Yes, no, maybe. Banish 3?
I prefer 2.
Well, you're wrong. Fenros Falling, the Diamond Throne, all of it, every season.
How did you do that, Raya? We're not allowed to see anything Chakran. Nathaniel weren't allowed because Ren's from Chakri.
And that's a whole series about the Chakran royal family.
Well, Idris's restrictions aren't as tight as yours. Diamond Throne, then?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Unidentified vessel approaching.
What?
Auto?
Unidentified vessel approaching.
That's weird.
She's been shut down.
It's just the same voice on her interface. It's not the AI.
Unidentified vessel on collision course.
Strap in. Now, auto transfer to manual control.
You have manual control.
All right, let's get around this thing and then see what it is.
Can you see any kind of signature? What type of vessel is it? Where did it come from?
I'm getting nothing.
Okay, that was close.
Collision course maintained 100 metres and closing.
It's locked on. Idris, an unidentified vessel has locked on to us. Please send help.
Wait, are we going down?
Not if I can help it.
50 metres and closing.
I hate the engines on these transports.
They're not meant for combat, Raya.
But something extra in the generators wouldn't hurt. Seal front compartment.
Compartment sealed. 25 metres and closing.
Shake them off!
I'm trying!
10 metres and closing.
That's it then.
No!
Confirm their position relative to the border.
Mission. They dodged into our airspace while attempting to evade and fell on our side of the border.
That's great news for us. Sending in recovery team now.
Season 2, Episode 8 of The Dex Legacy, you heard David S. Deer as Idris Morrowen, Kamara Elliott as Varian Dex, Kelsey Griffin as Isra Dex, Charlie Richards as Ren Dex, Chris Gregory as Nathaniel Dex, Warren Graham as Tristan Crail, Annika Cordes as Dr. Osis Rivastava, Louis Watson as Dr. Devak Shah, Danielle Ellett as Faris, Reginald West as Hain Doss, Ray Whitty as Pax, Raki Sharma as Shiv, George Stagnall as Enemy Pilot, and John Baverton as Controller, with music by Dr. Alan Stroud. Season 2 was recorded at Orpheus Studio in London by Richard Campbell. The Dex Legacy is written by me, Emily Inkpen, and produced by Alternative Stories. If you enjoyed that episode, please like, subscribe, and leave a review. It really does help. If you would like to support The Dex Legacy, you can. Just visit www.thedexlegacy.com/support for links and details. As always, we would like to say a huge thank you to all of our Season 2 Kickstarter supporters, including Don Flinsper, Tom Bridges, Dave Chadwick, Jeff Park, Graham Mooney-Dalton, Keith Sanderson, Lenny Price, Michael Grossman, Matt Boardman, Andre Garcia, Caroline Mersey, and Isadora Macedo. Without you, Season 2 would never have happened, and we mean it. A project like this requires a huge investment in both funds and time. Chris and I give our time freely, but without your help funding our studio time and paying our actors, it wouldn't have been possible.
We are planning a season 3, so please do follow us on our social channels, including X, Facebook, Instagram, and Threads, and subscribe to the Dex Legacy newsletter at www.thedexlegacy.com so that we can keep you up to date. In the meantime, stay tuned for bonus content.
Thank you for listening to the Dex Legacy. A proud member of Apollo Plus, a creator-owned platform where every subscriber helps audio drama creators like the Dex Legacy team. Subscribers get to listen ad-free to their favourite drama and fiction shows and gain access to exclusive bonus content. You can download the app from the App Store and Google Play by searching for Apollo Podcasts, or you can visit apollopods.com or follow the link in our show notes.